It is KZN's number one hit music station. That, of course, is East Coast Radio. If you're just joining us, what a time to join us. We're about to have a very important conversation. And let me just put things in perspective for you, okay? South Africa has a massive reason to celebrate. For the first time since Tsotsi's win in 2005, we have an Oscar nomination. A whole 20 years later, we have another nod. It's exciting. The movie is called The Last Ranger, directed by Cindy Lee. And it has been nominated for Best Live Action Short Film at the 97th Academy Award. It is a remarkable story told in isiXhosa, and it's inspired by true events in the Eastern Cape. And it tells the story of Thandi, a rhino that miraculously survived a poaching attack at the Kariga Game Reserve. And it follows her story. And I'm just so excited to see that, first of all, great South African actors are in this beautiful short film. And we are on the world stage after 20 years. Executive producer, have you even slept? Anel Hemtota from Rosen Oaks, have you guys even had a wink of sleep?
Do you know what's funny, Carol? And hello to East Coast Radio. Hello to everybody in KZN. Do you know what's funny? When they announced the nominees, I was sleeping, girl.
Well, you know what? I actually have the audio, so I'm going to play it out for everybody. The movie we're talking about, of course, is The Last Ranger. You guys have to hear this announcement. Listen.
Live from Beverly Hills, California.
Now this year's nominees for Best Live Action Short Film. Alien. Anuja. I'm Not a Robot. The Last Ranger.
Right, The Last Ranger. They mention it right there. When you watched that video the first time and you saw that footage, what went through your mind?
Because they already told me, right? Because, like I said, I was sleeping and then I woke up. Carol, is the speaker fine? I feel like I'm vibrating extra. Must I take it off speaker?
No, you're sounding perfect. You're sounding absolutely
clear. Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, good. You know me, radio person. So I was sleeping yesterday afternoon, and I slept through 16 missed calls. And then the one that woke me up was from Cindy Lee, the director. And you know the phone vibrate. So I wake up, and it's Cindy Lee, and I'm like, hello? And she's like, how are you feeling, babe? And I said, about what? She's like, we got it. I was like, got what? And then it clicked. Oh, wait. We were in line to be nominated, and then I just started screaming. And I was like, oh my word, well done, congrats, this is you, this is all you. Because she and Avumile, as well as Uliabona, they just did a fantastic job. You know, they say any movie, all you need is a great script from David Lee, you need a great director, Cindy Lee, and then you need a great performance, and that's Avumile and Uliabona, and obviously the rhino Thandi.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And what I love about this nomination is that it's telling a story that's so important right now. Our rhinos are under attack. They are like literally on the verge of, you know, the verge of being extinct completely. And to have a nod on that platform to highlight such an important cause for our animals here in Africa, it's a double nod for me. You know, not only the international accolade of being nominated, but also putting it on that world stage to say there's a problem. And I don't know if there's anything we can do at this stage, but there is a problem.
You know, so this morning, Cindy, who I work with, said to me that her daughter, who's 16, Sienna, she did Tsotsi as film study at school.
Wow.
So when she said that, it gave me such hope, because last week I was speaking to Mail and Guardian. I said, they're like, what is your wish for this film? I was like, guys, an Oscar's amazing. That lie. And as every executive producer, that's what you want. But I think, you know, for this movie to be put into schools as a syllabus, because it's so important for South African kids to know what dire times we're in when it comes to our wildlife. And it's not a sexy story to tell. This is why, you know, when you get a production company like Star Films, who took it on, because they're the local production house, they took it on before anyone else jumped on it. You know, they said, we'll do it. It's not sexy, guys. It's basically a documentary, but the way it's told and the way the performances are and the way it's directed and the score is amazing. So that finally, with Kindred Films and myself as executive producer coming on, I think it took a lot of people to get us here, and really just kudos to everybody who's been part of it. But it's an important story to tell. The only thing Africa has over the rest of the world is our wildlife.
Yeah.
And if we're allowing for our rhinos to get poached one a day, guys, one rhino gets poached a day in South Africa. That is ridiculous. We have to do something.
Now, speaking about having it brought into schools, we want to watch the film. Those who haven't been able to watch it, how can we watch it? Like, we want to, FOMO's killing us.
Okay, so you know what, Carol? Because you're my girl and I'm your girl, I'm going to get.
Sorry, you're breaking up there, Anele. You're breaking up. Are you still there? Oh, don't tell me we've lost her. Can you hear us?
No, I'm here. Do you hear me?
There we go. We got you. You were still saying, I'm your girl. You're going to hook us up. You want to see the film?
I'm going to do a screening in Durban.
And when you come to Durban, you're coming on the show.
Yes.
We're doing a screening.
Yes.
The whole
and
thing.
And then you can invite your listeners. East Coast Radio invites their listeners. And then you guys check out a cinema. You know Durban best, babe. You let me know which cinema is best. But we're definitely going to have a screening in Durban. We're going to do one in Cape Town. We're going to do one in Joburg, in PE. We just want to, because obviously we have to have screenings in LA as well as in New York. But you know me and all stuff. So we're going to have a few screenings back here at home as well. And then definitely you can spearhead that for us.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited. This has just given me goosebumps. Anele, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for this important film. And most importantly, I think South Africa is flying the flag high again in the arts and film space. We are on the international stage yet again. 20 years it took, but worth the wait. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, thank you. Well, there you heard it from executive producer Anele Mdoda. She's saying she's bringing the film to KZN, guys, and we're gonna pack up the cinema. We're gonna watch this film. It's about rhinos and what we are doing as people to these incredible, majestic animals. And the fact that we got this international nod says millions. Okay, and I have a feeling we're gonna pick up this Oscar. That gold statue is coming. Yeah, to Mzansi. Yeah. So I'm going to keep in touch with Anele and make sure this happens. Rory, I got you. We got this thing going. I absolutely love it.
Carol O'Fori, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.